For some, the Frisbee is a flying disc that floats gently on a cloud of air. For them, Frisbees mean fun family picnics and a good-hearted uncle, maybe, who flicks back his wrist a tiny bit and sends a Frisbee softly over in the general direction of a confident six-year-old who then attempts his own sweet little fling. Me? I've walked across the National Mall in Washington, D.C. at lunchtime. I know the terror of the Frisbee. Yes, in the shadow of the nation's Capitol building, there is a plot of land that sends chills up my spine to this very day. Not because of the confluence on the Mall of the Capitol, the Washington Monument, and the Lincoln Memorial, but because of the people who fling discs there at lunchtime. This is not your picnic-like Frisbee flicking. The best way to describe the force of the flying discs on the Mall is to compare them to a ninja's star, or better yet, the way a ninja's star might be depicted in cartoons or in really bad old movies. A sharp, pointy thing that slices through the air with a seeming power to slice off the head of, say, a nearby lawyer. Multiply that one projectile by at least 100, and that one ninja by 1,000, and you have the National Mall at lunchtime when I lived there. I was reminded of what some might call my Frisbee phobia when I read that the inventor of the Frisbee died earlier this month. Even though it had been many years since my harrowing lunch hours spent steeling myself for a plastic disc upside the head and wishing I knew more about Frisbee liability, the experience came flooding back like it was yesterday. Now I could prove my phobia worthy. Now I could arm myself with enough law to be able to yell in the general direction of the thrower next time that he'd better be careful because, while he was armed with a weapon of death, I was protected by a force field of law. I was pretty darn positive that with a little bit of research I'd be able to find multiple court decisions involving wayward discs and their now well-compensated victims, or worse, well-compensated families of victims. But apparently, Frisbees don't kill people. And apparently, people who throw them don't either. I expected to find many cases involving Frisbee injuries and found only two. One of them involving an injury at a picnic when two young boys went for the same Frisbee and crashed into each other, and the other involving an eye injury among young friends, both cases from about 30 years ago, and neither one with verdicts to write home about. But I still feel vindicated a bit. My memories hold true. The obituary for Fred Morrison, said to be the inventor of the Frisbee, contained a list of exciting games one can play with Morrison's creation, including the game known as Guts. Guts, the Washington Post explains, is Frisbee fun in which players attempt to catch each other's high-speed throws without breaking their fingers. I'm very familiar with that game. I'm Amy Guida.